The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Good evening and welcome to this evening's prayer time. Today is the fourth day of our prayer festival. To everyone listening to us, you are welcome. Our theme for this prayer festival is, it is my time and it is my hand.
Na etia edida sa jumendi so ne se edume breso na edume so.
Now is my time.
Na we enemy brain.
I want us to look at two scriptures.
We see here just some you know.
Genesis chapter 15.
Mosu medi kan eti dinu.
Verse 13 to 15.
Jumu dumi sa ko pem dinu.
Verse 13 to 16.
Dumi sa ko pem dunsia.
From the New English Translation says, then the Lord said to Abram, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign country. They will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. But I will execute judgment on the nation that they will serve. Afterward, they will come out with many possessions. But as for you, you will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age. 16. In the fourth generation, your descendants will return here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its limit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all know the story about Abraham.
Abraham.
That God called him out of his father's land and told him to go to the place that he will show him. Now, when Lot had departed from him, he told him he should look up. And he told him, as far as he sees, he's giving the whole land to him. So God has given him the land. In principle. But God told him something. That he should know. That his descendants will go into captivity. At the time he was telling Abraham that his descendants would go into captivity, Abraham did not even have a child. And they will be strangers in what? A foreign land. And they will serve that foreign land for 400 years. But after 400 years, he will take them out. And when he brings them out, he will now bring them back into what? This land. But God put a phrase there. He says, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its limit. That means that the place God was giving to Abraham, it was not a no man's land. It was somebody's land. And God wanted to give it to Abraham. But God, being a righteous judge, cannot just give somebody's thing to you because you are his son.
And I'm saying,
but he has told you, I'll give it to you.
Now,
so God now says,
By
the time your children or your descendants go and come, the sin of these people would have reached its limit. That tells you that the sin cannot be judged until it has gotten to what? A limit. And that limit is not determined by you and me. That limit is only determined by who? The Creator.
Amen.
So he says, I am giving you this place. But for today, I can't give it to you. Today, you are a stranger even on this land. But when your children go and come, I'll give it to them. So when we are talking of now it is my time. Now it is my turn. Then when it is 400 years, Israel can say it is my heart. And when it is 400 years, they can now say it is what?
My time.
Are we getting the principle there? That means they can't just say it is my time and it is my turn. They must know what it is. So we move on. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Luke 18:1-8. We are talking about the parable of the persistent widow.
So I'm
giving an Old Testament one. I'm giving a New Testament for balance. Then Jesus told them a parable to show them that, to show them they should always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. There was also a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but later on he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor have regard for people, yet because this widow keeps on bothering me, I'll give her justice, or in the end she will wear me out by her unending pleas. And the Lord said, listen to what the unrighteous judge says. Won't God give justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long to help them? Amen.
Amen.
In verse 3 of Luke chapter 18. Luke 18 is about a story of a widow. Let's pick the people in that story. In the story we have what? A widow. After the widow we have who?
Judge.
Then we have who?
We have a wicked judge. We have God inside. Oh.
You see where we are having a problem. We have a widow. We have the judge, whether wicked or not. But there is a third person in it. And who is that third person? The adversary. It is not just the widow. There is the adversary in it. So in verse 3, when you read from the complete Jewish Bible, it says, there was also in that town a widow who kept coming to him and saying, give me a judgment against the man who is trying to ruin me. That's the adversary. A man who is trying to what? Ruin me.
I see. Obey maybe obey say or say me.
Give me justice against a man who is trying to ruin me.
Obey my best or say me who.
So the woman has a case. True or false?
True.
I want to hear you. The woman that she has a case or she does not have a case.
She has a case.
Oh, Asem. And what is her case?
Nana Asemni saying.
What is her case?
Nana Asemni saying.
What is her case?
Nana Asemni saying.
Somebody want to destroy her.
Obi per se or say
so
no.
So that is her case.
Enti enoni na se.
The woman is not just going to the judge. She is not just getting up to go to the judge. But she has a case. And that case can only be determined by who? The judge. And what is that case? Someone is trying to what? Destroy her. Someone is trying to bring her down. So when she comes to the judge, and the judge asks her,
no, say,
what is your case? Can she say,
no,
I am coming because you are a judge? She cannot say that. But she can only say,
no, but
I am coming to you because somebody wants to destroy me. But when you give your judgment, that person can no longer what? Destroy me. What is your case today?
And now what's happening saying?
The woman had a case.
Now obey you as
persistency is one.
Now, so talk us no
about. But the other one was that she carried a case.
And I can't be any say not over some.
And if she has no case, she has no basis for seeing what a judge.
Now, only as someone only in a Sibia so called or temueni.
So Jesus was saying that when we go to prayer, we must carry what a case.
Into yes, but I say you come by by say yes, you could tell you some.
You must carry your case. You are not going to pray because people are praying. You are not coming to pray because I am also here to pray. You are not coming to pray for show. But you are coming to pray because there is a case. And if there is no case, why are you here to pray? If there is no case, then pray for me. If you don't have any case, then pray for someone else. But the woman had a case. And her case was a worthy case. May your case be a worthy case. May your case be a worthy case.
Amen.
May your case be a worthy case.
Amen.
Because I know children who can hit you.
I'll bet you I'm bold.
Who can hit another child?
No, Bobo, Frabo, Fro.
And then they will intentionally what, begin to cry.
Now, Eba, sir, no, no, if you ask him, I'm say, oh, so.
And when that continues,
now,
and
also to us,
and you are the parent and you open your eyes and you see that this is what the person is doing.
Now, we are, our phone, I will say, when in your ask him, so, yeah.
When the child begins to cry, will you mind the child?
Now, if you ask him,
because the child has no case.
Although
he or she is crying, the crying is drawing your attention. But when you check things, there is no what? Case. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God, in trying to establish a case for Israel, told Abraham,
God to Abraham said,
that after 400 years, you will have a case. You will have a case. So I can fight for you. But before that 400 years, you have no case. You only have a promise. There is a difference between a promise
and
there is a difference between the fulfillment of who? The promise. Every promise has a time. So God in that situation was telling Abraham, your promise has a time. Your promise has a time. And the fulfillment of your promise is 400 years. You will be dead gone. Your children will now come and tell me we will fight for it. That is why when they had gone to spy the promised land, and the 12 spies came,
And they gave an evil report. That was why it pained God. Because God has told Abraham, I am going to what, fight for you 400 years to come. And when the time was due, his children say, we cannot. That was why God was angry with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you look at the response of Caleb and Joshua, they said, we are able to what? Fight. Because they knew that that was their time.
When you say,
if it is your time and you don't fight, you will not get your time. If it is your time and you don't fight, you will not receive what is due you. If it is your time and you decide to run away, somebody will take over. But when it is not yours, and you decide to take it by force, then you will also have a problem. May we have a case. May we have a just case. If today, I want to take somebody's wife, and to me, I think I have a case, and therefore I can fight and take that
person.
Then tomorrow I'll have a problem. Because whatever the person says against me will work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if I want to get married,
and
I know I have somebody, or I want to get married, and I know I don't have any attachment, and I am praying that God, this is my time, this is my time, may you have favor upon me, then you have a case. Turn to someone and tell the person, may you have a case, may you have a case, may you have a case, may you have a right case. May you have the right case
said,
that you will need the judge.
I will hear at him when he.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, this evening when we get up and we are praying,
and you
pray, don't pray because you heard Roger praying.
What man, Bumpai, so it's also for
Bumpai. Don't pray because there was a topic to be prayed upon.
Bumpai, say,
pray because you have the case.
Bumpai, let me say what I say, me as a Bumpai.
So that when you now receive your reward,
it is on the answer,
you will know that this was my case.
And this is my answer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see Jesus' parable. He was talking about persistence. Aside persistence, you must have a just case. So as you sit
here,
what is the situation that makes you to feel, this is my time? This is my time.
So,
is it because somebody said it? Is it because you saw that this is the team? It is my time. There must be something resonating in you.
I must
let you know that it is my time. And it is my heart. Hallelujah. Shall we begin to pray? Begin to bless the name of the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
For the next 20 minutes, we want to pray.
Supreme,
In Jesus' name,
amen.
We are not going to bend the hand of God. We are not going to bend the hand of God. But we are coming to God telling him that this is mine. Father, take it for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The woman said, give me a judgment against the man who is trying to ruin me.
Na mami atemwo efa papa obese o say me.
It is mine. But the person is trying to take it from me. So give me what? Judgment. She did not come telling the judge that I am coming to what? I'm coming to turn. I'm coming to push you to do something for me. But I need you to make a statement for me. I need you to make a statement for me. We are going to pray.
That
Father, in this prayer time, we need you to make a statement for us. Make a statement for me. Make a statement for me. Make a statement for me. You know the statement you want the Lord to make for you. And we are praying a general prayer. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, it is my time. 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 Lord, make a statement for me. Make a statement for me. Make a statement for me.
Make a statement for me.
Somebody
begin to pray. Make a statement for me, Lord. Make a statement for me. It is my time. It is my time. Make a statement for you, Lord. 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 Make a statement. Make a statement.
Buriya kadala malaya.
Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Using the Easy Translation version. It says, in his first year as king, I, Daniel, was studying God's book. I read what the Lord had told his prophet Jeremiah. He said that Jerusalem will continue to be empty for 70 years. Nobody will live there. Nobody will live there. Jerusalem will be empty for what? 70 years. And nobody will live what? There. If you know the history or the background of Daniel, he was a praying man. But until he read that the time of their desolation is over, he was not permitted to pray. That they will back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the moment he read and he saw that this is the time, the verse 3 will tell you, so I started to pray very much. I started to pray very much. He did not just pray, but he started to pray very much. Why? He now knows that it is our time. It is our time. And therefore, I have to do something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When it is your time, when it is your time, you cannot sit down idle. You have to rise up and do something. You have to rise up and do something. You have to rise up and do something so that God will move on your behalf. So if you read about Daniel,
okay, come for Daniel
he
one.
Had different visions.
Now when he's
the prayers he had prayed.
And then by
but until
body.
He read. What do you know about your time?
And then I would
what is the particular thing that you know?
And then I would
if you don't know,
so we need,
then you have to pray.
And it's about prayer.
And ask God, God, show me what it is.
Then
you can now hold that thing in prayer.
Now society
otherwise you'll be praying sir. Like everybody is what praying. But when you know,
that's a winning.
You will now become like Daniel.
What may I say, Daniel?
So I started to pray very much.
It's your bumpy,
you will not just pray,
oh, bumpy,
but you will pray what? Very much.
Bumpy,
that is a difference between prayer and praying very much. There is a big difference. Because in praying very much, it means that even when people are sleeping, you will rise up and walk. Because you know it is my time. And it is my time.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come and somebody standing outside, it is not what is outside that matters to you. You know what you are carrying. You know what you are carrying. You know what you are carrying. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly
Father. Show me what it is. Show me what it is. That I have to fight for. At this time. Show me what it is. That I have to fight for. At this time. Somebody begin to pray. Show me, Lord.
Show
me what it is.
Show me, Lord.
Yes,
Say, oh heavens, hear this, and oh earth, hear this. Say, oh heavens, hear this, and oh earth, hear this.
Now
is my time.
Now
is my time.
It's my time.
Because of this, it is my time.
It is my time.
It is my time.
It is my time.
You are now going to say what makes it your time.
We are
telling the heavens to hear.
We are
telling the earth to hear
that
it is our time. But you will put what it is there.
Una,
you will say your case.
Una, yeah.
Say, oh heavens.
Oh heavens.
Hear me. And oh earth.
Hear me.
It is my time. Somebody begin to pray.
Yes, so God.
Powers from my mother's house.
Powers from my mother's house.
You were able to stop me yesterday.
And now to me, see me crying.
But today,
but you cannot stop me.
Amen.
Somebody hear me. When Jesus' mother went to Jesus and told him that change the water, that you have the ability to do this. What did Jesus say to the mother? He said, my time is not due. You will have to make a move.
Jesus,
your time has come. Yeah. To somebody,
Emma Obino,
you tried yesterday. It did not work.
And yet, Juma,
it was not that.
And yes, sir.
You have not sacrificed.
One month for
it was not that.
And yes, sir.
You were not righteous.
Oh, yes,
it was not that.
And yes, sir.
You have not done the best.
Why, yes,
it
you
was just because it was not your time.
Yes.
It was not your time. It was not your time. But today,
yes, sir.
Is the time.
Yes,
sir. Today,
yes, sir.
Today is the time.
Yes, sir.
Today,
yes, sir.
Is the time. God is a righteous God. God is a righteous God. God is a righteous God. It is not about what you have done. It is about when it is his time. And when it is time and you make the move.
I said, don't bring this now to
him. It will surely happen. Just make the move.
That's
it will happen. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father,
you told Abraham that the sin of the Amorites is not yet full. But when it is full, you will bring his children, his descendants, back to the land. That means, Father, you have a time that you do your things. Yeah. Our Lord, you have given us a word that now is our time. Yes. Father, according to the timings that you have given each and every one of us, begin to fulfill now.
Amen.
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 When the time of captivity for Samaria was over, even the 10 lepers, when they began moving, you magnified their steps. You magnified their steps. Father, from tonight, magnify someone's step.
Amen.
From tonight, magnify our steps.
Jesus.
From tonight, magnify our steps.
Amen.
Because even the mistake was changed to become a powerful weapon.
Yes.
When they said they were just trying to see, you changed it.
Yes.
Father, may you change someone's story.
Amen.
May you change our story.
Amen.
May you change our story.
Amen.
We give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
May the days ahead be days of testimony.
Amen.
May the days ahead be glorious days.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.